This was Nietzsche's first book. Although the version published in 1872 contained 25 parts, Nietzsche's original draft ended after part 15. The final sections contained his attempt to propose the rebirth of tragedy based on the work of Richard Wagner. However, he soon regretted his alliance with Wagner. In a subsequent preface, Attempt at Self-Criticism, and in a later book, The Case of Wagner, he severed his ties to Wagner. For these reasons, this translation contains only Nietzsche's original draft of the book, parts 1 through 15, that was completed in 1871. Part 1.
We will have gained much concerning aesthetic knowledge if we arrive not only at logical insight, but at a secure first-hand realization that the advance of the arts is tied to the duality of the Apollonian and the Dionysian, similar to the generation of the duality of the sexes that brings about constant battle and only periodically achieves reconciliation. We borrow these names from the Greeks, who did not grasp the profound and secret lessons regarding the perception of their art in concepts, but from making their insights known to the discerning viewer through clear and convincing figures from the realm of their gods. Our insight is tied to the two gods of the arts, Apollo and Dionysus. In the Greek world, we encounter an enormous contrast in origin and goals between the art of the visual creator, the Apollonian, and the art of music, the Dionysian.